You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 2, covering week 4, January 22nd to 28th, 2022. Notebook manufacturer Framework Computer, which supports users' right to self-repair and tries to make their products as convenient as possible for disassembling, upgrading, and replacing components, announced the publication of the source code for the embedded controller firmware used in the Framework laptop. The code is open under the BSD license. The main idea of the Framework laptop is to provide the ability to build a laptop from modules, similar to how a user can assemble a desktop computer from separate components that are not imposed by a specific manufacturer. The Framework laptop can be ordered as parts and assembled into a final device by the user. Each component in the device is clearly labeled and easily removed. If necessary, the user can quickly replace any module and, in the event of a breakdown, try to repair his device on his own using the instructions and videos provided by the manufacturer with information on assembly, disassembly, and replacement of components. In addition to replacing memory and storage, it is possible to replace the motherboard, the case, different colors are offered, keyboard, different layouts, and a wireless adapter. Through expansion card slots without dismantling the case, you can connect up to 4 additional modules with USB-C, USB-A, HDMI, DisplayPort, microSD, or add a second drive to the laptop. This feature allows the user to select the required set of ports and replace them at any time. For example, you can replace the HDMI module with USB if you've run out of open ports. In case of a breakdown or for upgrading, you can separately buy components such as a screen, battery, touchpad, webcam, keyboard, sound card, case, fingerprint sensor board, screen hinges, and speakers. Sway 1.7 Compositing Manager is out, built using the Wayland protocol and fully compatible with the i3 tiled window manager and the i3 bar panel. The project code is written in C and distributed under the MIT license. The project is intended for use on Linux and FreeBSD. Compatibility with i3 is provided at command level, configuration files, and IPC, which allows Sway to be used as a transparent replacement for i3 except for its use of Wayland rather than X11. Sway allows you to place windows on the screen logically, not spatially. Windows are laid out in a grid that makes optimal use of screen space and allows you to quickly manipulate windows using only the keyboard. Sway is developed as a modular project built on top of the WL Roots library, which contains all the basic primitives for a composite manager. Jing OS 1.2 distribution is available for download, providing an environment specially optimized for installation on tablet PCs and laptops with a touchscreen. The project code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Release 1.2 is only available for tablets based on ARM architecture. The project's focus has moved away from x86-64. The distribution is based on Ubuntu 20.04, and the user environment is based on KDE Plasma Mobile. OTA update delivery is intended to keep the software up to date. Installation of programs can be done both from the Ubuntu repositories and the Snap directory, and from a separate application store. The distribution also includes a JAAS layer, which stands for JingPad Android App Support, which allows you to run applications created for the Android platform in addition to stationary Linux desktop applications. You can run programs for Ubuntu and Android side by side. The Sane Backends 1.1.1 package is out. It includes a set of drivers, the scan image command line utility, a daemon for organizing network scanning SaneD, and libraries with the Sane API implementation. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. The package supports 1,747 scanner models, up from 1,652, of which 815 have the status of full support for all functions. For 462 known devices, there are incompletely tested driver implementations, and support for 470 scanners remains unrealized. The release of version 1.1.1 following 1.0.32 marked a change in the model for assigning version numbers. Instead of continuous mixed numbering for major and minor releases, the change to the second digit in the version number will now be for major releases, and the third digit will change for corrective updates. Release 1.1.0 was skipped due to a bug discovered late in the release process. The Kronos Graphics Standard Consortium has published the Vulkan 1.3 specification, which defines an API for accessing GPU graphics and computing capabilities. It is noted that the requirements of the Vulkan 1.3 specification are designed for OpenGL ES 3.1 class graphics hardware, which will ensure support for the new graphics API in all GPUs that support Vulkan 1.2. The Vulkan SDK toolkit is scheduled to be published in mid-February. In addition to the main specification, they plan to offer additional extensions for mid-range and high-end mobile and desktop devices, which will be supported as part of the Vulkan Milestone Edition. Products with support for Vulkan 1.3 are being prepared for release by Intel, AMD, ARM, and NVIDIA. RetroArch 1.10.0 has been released, an add-on for emulating various game consoles, allowing you to run classic games using a simple unified graphical interface. The use of console emulators such as Atari 2600, 7800 Jaguar, Lynx, Game Boy, Mega Drive, NES, Nintendo 64/DS, PC Engine, PSP, Sega 32X/CD, Super NES, etc. is supported. Gamepads from existing game consoles can be used, as well as general-purpose gamepads such as the Logitech F710. The emulator supports advanced features such as multiplayer games, state saving, image enhancement of older games with shaders, game rewind, hot plugging of gamepads, and video streaming. Scribus 1.5.8, a free document layout package, has been released to provide professional print layout tools, including flexible PDF generation tools and support for split color profiles, CMYK, spot colors, and ICC. The system is written using the Qt toolkit and is licensed under the GPL V2 Plus license. Ready binary builds are prepared for Linux as an app image, macOS, and Windows. The 1.5 branch is billed as experimental and includes features such as a new Qt5-based user interface, a redesigned file format, full table support, and enhanced word processing. Release 1.5.8 is marked as well-tested and already quite stable for working on new documents. After the final stabilization and recognition of readiness for widespread implementation, a stable release of Scribus 1.6.0 will be based off the 1.5 branch. A change has been made to the simple Direct Media Layer library code base, enabling by default work based on the Wayland protocol in environments that provide simultaneous support for Wayland and X11. You no longer need to load the SDL underline video driver equals Wayland environment variable. The change will be part of the SDL 2.0.22 release scheduled for March. It is noted that for full operation of SDL-based applications in Wayland, the presence of the libdecor library for decorating windows on the client side is required. The ISC has released the first stable release of a major new branch of the BindDNS server. Branch 9.18 will be supported for 3 years until Q2 2025 as part of an extended maintenance cycle. Support for the 9.11 branch will end in March and the 9.16 branch in mid-2023. An experimental branch of Bind 9.19.0 has been built to develop the functionality of the next stable version of Bind. The implementation of the HTTP2 protocol used in DOH is based on the NGHTTP2 library, which is included in the optional build dependencies. Certificates for DOH and DOT can be provided by the user or generated automatically during startup. OpenSense 22.1 firewall distribution was released, which is a fork of the pfSense project, created with the goal of creating a completely open distribution that could have functionality at the level of commercial solutions for deploying firewalls and network gateways. Unlike pfSense, the project is not controlled by one company, but is developed with the direct participation of the community and has a completely transparent development process, as well as providing the opportunity to use any of its code in third-party products, including commercial ones. The source code of the distribution component, as well as the tools used for building, are distributed under the BSD license. They offer a live CD and a system image for writing to flash drives. The core of the distribution is based on the free BSD code. The distribution provides tools for creating fault-tolerant configurations based on the use of the CARP protocol and allows you to launch a spare node in addition to the main firewall, which will be automatically synchronized at the configuration level and take over the load in case of failure of the primary mode. The administrator is offered a modern and simple interface for configuring the firewall, built using the Bootstrap web framework. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.